If you're around town later on.
I won't be definitely.
No. The dark assistant manager of any Perth Finney, you've done it again, 4 league titles. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, I think the manner in which we've done it this season, it's a strange one because I don't get it. I think people have questioned certain things. Are you as good as that side and this side? It's all nonsense. We were the best team in the country this year. We scored. We will score probably a record amount of goals before the end of the season. And I just don't believe in comparing eras. But I think if you compare this team to say 2016 team, I don't know who'd win the game if the two of them played each other. It'd be an amazing game of football. But it's a wonderful achievement, and the players deserve huge credit for it.
Well, I mean, every team is different, so you can't really compare one team to the other. It's unfair.
No, and we play a different way to how they played, obviously. So, it's a marvellous achievement, and I think as a whole club we should be proud of 4 leagues in 5 years. It's a massive testament to everybody in the background.
Yeah, it's amazing the point you've made, because off the ball on news talk, I don't know if you saw that debate, and they were basically questioning Dundalk whether they were up to the standard they were of a couple of years ago. I had words with them myself personally, and I said I never heard such rubbish in my life.
Yeah, look, I don't tend to pay a lot of attention, to be fair, to Off the Ball or all them guys. They do a great job in promoting the league, I don't mind that. We're all entitled to opinions, but it's a bit like, I think people are looking back with rose-tinted glasses, and I remember in 2003 I played in the team that came fourth, and I won a cup that year, and I certainly wouldn't get into any of the top 4 or 6 sides in the league at the moment. I wouldn't get near any of them, and that's not me bigging up our team, that's me being honest. I wouldn't get into any of the top 6 sides at the moment, and that was a great Shelbourne team that won the league. And look, you can't compare eras, and you can, it's a different way of playing and everything is different. So I just think, and particularly people in Dundalk should enjoy. Like, we've only ever won 13 league titles, so we should enjoy every single one of them.
You've won 4 of them.
To be fair to the manager here, I think good managers win leagues. I think great
managers.
Yeah, but I think great managers win many leagues.
Yes.
But I think the very best rebuild teams.
Yes.
And make them win a league.
You've had to rebuild. You've lost. Some talented players over the last few years, and I mean, one's just sticking in my head from last year, Nicholas Velmond, and look who you brought in, Daniel Cleary. He's been a revelation.
Yeah, I can't speak highly enough of Daniel. He has played more than any other centre half for our team, his appearance wise. He came in and hit the ground running. He really impressed us in training, and we gave him his chance.
Which shows the progressiveness of the management team.
Yeah, I think, to be fair to Daniel though, Daniel's a very driven guy, and he's a real leader in the dressing room for someone so young. He's not shy to voice his opinion, and his use of the ball is a real Dundalk player in terms of his use of the ball is as good as anybody.
Young man.
Yeah, and sometimes he takes risks, and that, which is fine. We don't mind that. We encourage that. And as he gets older, he learns when to take the right risk and when not to. But Daniel has been a standout for us this year, and the future's bright if we can keep on the earth and players of that quality and bringing them into the first team. And he's a real joy to look after.
How much did it mean to you tonight to win it in your own team? You know, if you had a loss 1-0 and Cork had a drop of 2 points, you still would have been champions. Would it have made much difference to you?
Obviously, for tonight, it would have made more difference in the sense of the crowd enjoyed it, obviously, and the people of Dundalk will enjoy tonight, and our players will enjoy it. But as I said to you, we've played 13. We've won 13 leagues at this club. So if we'd have won it by hook or by crook, I don't think it would have made that much difference. It's ultimately, it's about having another league medal at the end of the season. The best team wins the league, and we've won the league, and we're the best team. And you know, some teams win it without playing, other teams lose, and all that stuff. So I'm just happy to win it.
Remember down in Waterford? I mean, that was the turning point of the season in a lot of ways. I mean, you were beaten, but Stephen O'Donnell was an awful night, because he was down there that night and he broke his leg. But everything just turned around after that.
Yeah, I don't think it's any secret we had a good chat amongst ourselves that night. But I don't know. I think there's a couple of turning points. I think the beating Water or beating Waterford here with the late goal,
two
late goals, beating them here, I thought was a big turning point. And I think there's I would see different things, and obviously on a Monday, between Monday and Friday is when I'd be doing certain things, and I think there's a different turning point, but that's for me to know what the turning point is. What I mean by that is something I would have noticed within the group changed, and I felt within a short period of time we were going to win the league after that. So look, the guys deserve huge credit. Players and the manager have driven this great success, and long may it continue.
I mean, 12 point lead at the moment, and you probably will win the league by more. Phenomenal.
Yeah, I think we got to be sort of good to the game. There's a couple of like Waterford next week are trying to get into Europe, so we'll obviously go down there, do things right, and we've got to keep one eye on players in terms of fitness levels for the cup final and who needs to play, who doesn't. But we're looking to break the all time points record, and the manager's very driven like that, and that's the one thing he still has already said to us: let's break the record, and that's what we keep going.
And the cup final in 3 weeks' time. Obviously, whoever you play, whether it's Bulls or Cork, I'm not going to ask you who you want to play, but whoever you play, you're obviously going to want to win that cup this season.
Yeah, I think this group deserved a double. I think they deserve a double. And what I mean by that is they recognise how good they are. There hasn't been many doubles done at this club before. And so I hope this group can do it. And all our focus is on winning the cup in 4 weeks' time or whatever it is, and we'll keep the players right. We let them enjoy this weekend, but from then on, it's back about winning the cup.
Vinny, you've a great bunch of players. I have to say, management and players, you're probably the most approachable team in my 29 years or 30 years of broadcasting. And you know, I suppose relationships with the media are important too, but I have to thank you very much.
No, thank you. I mean, we get a lot of support around town, local media, and it helps sort of bring the community into the club. And I think we from the manager down, we think that's an important part of what we do, and long may it continue. We're good on the pitch. It makes for good reading, good writing off the pitch, and touch wood, hopefully we're successful going forward. So thanks for all the support.
Vinny, thank you very much. Thank you, Million. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.